You have to wait for appropriate courses and conditions, understand? Otherwise, no point. That's why just now in the room also, Sui An was sharing something with me. Then I think we discussed about this example. When they come up the trip here, their driver, because they had this, the driver was driving that car, what car really? Wildfire. So actually, at Ringland, he turned the wrong turn, no? Go to Kuala Pilau. And luckily, the Waze keep on telling him, Kuala Lipis, sorry. Keep on telling him, turn back, turn back. Then he told Sian, are we on the right road? Sian said, I think so. But after a while, he said, I think wrong road. Then Sian said, ah, then I turn back. Luckily, 2 kilometers. Turn back. Then Sian said, good analogy. When you cultivate Dhamma, also same. Wrong road, you get lost. Then I said, Dhamma, no ways or no. No ways to tell you go wrong. No. That's why you go until Holland also you don't know. So that is the big difference. No. Then I told Suyan, sometimes people without affinity, you want to help, no point, you can't help. Because there was one WhatsApp, remember earlier, somebody sent all my Kalyanamitta book. There are certain things that even the Buddha cannot do. No. One of them is without affinity, wu yan ren, wu ke du. Even the Sammasambuddha also cannot help you because you don't have affinity. That's why yanfen, affinity is very important. So in this case, also same. When you want to help somebody, please remember, unless you are very strong and stable in your understanding, then you can see the sign, the condition, then you can help. Otherwise, you try to help her. If he doesn't want to accept your help, you're gonna scolding for nothing. It will backfire. So remember this. You must have causes and conditions behind. That's why I use this word. All this will help, but with mindfulness, observe her and await for the right condition. Right condition is what? Let things be. When the right condition come, you will know. They cannot call from somebody else. Understand? Oh, then they come and tell you, complain. Then you say, oh, no wonder. You want to understand why this thing happened. That time you talk to her or him, she will listen. So she's looking for solution. That's why without permission, no point. So the causes and conditions are many. One is that person that you are trying to help has the causes and conditions to receive this understanding. Then he or she is willing to receive. You remember in the early days, Kayamita used to come and say, Ratio, I got this friend now. Can I bring them to see you? A lot of them. You remember in the early days? I always tell them, please, make sure they want to see me. Not you want to bring them. Unless they want to see me, don't bring them. Otherwise, they don't know who I am. They become, because of coming, get into trouble. I cannot help. But this is nature's law. So luckily, because of that, as I UEM learn, something will happen. Alicia is here, she will know. Many years back, their family good friend Vincent and the wife, Anna, they came and see me in Champaka. That time I was still teaching in Champaka. Then after that, they heard the Dhamma very good. They said, Prasthi, after that class, I got this friend, can I bring her to see you? I say, can, but make sure she want to come and see me. Then after that, I think they went and talked to Alicia. Then for 1 or 2 months, I didn't hear anything. No. Then suddenly, Vincent called me, but today, Tuesday class, tonight, they're coming to your house. Oh, I say, Sadhu. That's why after that, Alicia, Yulian learn, have affinity. Straight away after that night session, the whole thing happened. And she continued to like have faith, see the light at the end of the tunnel. But when she came here, I can sense her sorrow, her suffering, her misery, their depression for 17 years. That I don't know. But I can sense. Then I look at her, she did not look up. She came with Freddy, sat one corner there. Then somehow I need to know. That night, I go and share the first and second noble truth with her. Then she was suddenly listening attentively. Then I can saw suddenly like there is a radiant inside her facial expression. Like she starts to have a little bit of joy. Means somebody can describe what she is going through. Because she is 17 years, what type of suffering you tell her so she understands. Understand, the first noble truth reality. Then all those that hit her one, wrong thought, all those things she understands. That's why after that, he keep on chasing after Sui An for the talk because he knows it's recorded. So this is how it happened. Then later on, she also come to Thursday class. And there is condition, she recovered and over these few years became so beautiful. So this is what I mean by the condition, only do something. Don't be too eager to help. Don't say, hey, my husband lah, or my daughter lah, my children lah, I must bring them to the Dhamma. If you don't have that understanding, you can create unnecessary misunderstanding between them. You know, it is normal for a normal human being who are not enlightened not to be pushed to do things that they don't like another, unless they understand, they see the importance. Sometimes you put pressure on them, but you are the mother, or you are the father. I tell you, the kid rebel. Deep inside, they don't like. So, if you do that, that is coming. In future, you will have parents who will do the same thing to you. Is that what you want? If that is not what you want, please remember this Dhamma law, the understanding. Unless there is condition, no matter how close to you, how related to you, just let things be. Okay?